welcome back to the MTG in Quarantine podcast with your host, MJ. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I want to give a quick shout-out before I get to the rest of today's episode to my local game store, Guardian Games. You can find them at ggportland.com. Today's episode is another Fun Size Spotlight, the series where I dig out a random card from my long box of Chef and I talk to you about it for a few minutes. The last four episodes of the series have looked at a single card from four of the five colors of Magic, so today it's only fair that I cover my favorite color, green. Today's card is Golgari Raiders, an uncommon from the Guilds of Ravnica set. Golgari Raiders is a 0/0 elf warrior that costs 3 and a green, and reads Haste, and also has Undergrowth, so Golgari Raiders enters the battlefield with a +1/+1 counter on it for each creature card in your graveyard. I really enjoy this card for two main reasons. The first one being that I am a self-proclaimed Golgari mage myself, so I really do enjoy all the interactions that green and black can have together in a monocolor deck, and the Golgari Raiders really does that in spades because of its Undergrowth ability. So if you're finding good ways to self-mill, or if you just have lost a whole bunch of creatures to board wipes, things like that, it can come out and be a 7/7, 8/8, or even larger depending on how you build your deck. And that's a lot of really good upside for a card that comes in as a 0/0. The second reason is because it has a very interesting keyword that green doesn't typically get, and that's haste. As you've probably seen in a lot of the game, green's not really a color for dealing with summoning sickness too well outside of artifacts, and the raiders definitely make up for that by giving you haste. So if you're able to fill your graveyard, if you're able to get 5, 6, maybe even 10 creatures in your graveyard, and you're able to put this bad boy down, all of a sudden you have a 5/5, 6/6, or higher for 4 mana, and only one of those needs to be a forest, or a green source anyway. So the fact that you're potentially able to get that kind of value out of a card for 4 mana, and especially with haste that can attack right away, that's huge in green. So I really do enjoy this card because it can be extremely powerful in the right deck, and it also gives you a neat combat trick that makes it extremely valuable in the right situations. A major bummer, though, that I've had to deal with when using this card is what happens when you're not really running a very good self-mill strategy, or you're not losing a lot of creatures. I've had this card in a lot of decks where, unfortunately, even though I am running a self-mill strategy, again, I used to have a Muldrowth of the Gravetide deck, which was trying to mill itself, but it wasn't very good at doing that most of the time. And this would typically end up being dead weight in my hand because I would draw it and I had zero creatures in the graveyard. No one wanted to throw any creatures in the bin. So most of my creatures ended up surviving. And yeah, 4 mana for a 0/0 with haste really isn't worth it. So it's pretty much a niche card that has to be in some sort of self-mill or sacrifice deck. Especially good in Golgari Aristocrats, which I do have a really awesome build in myself, so this definitely works in that deck because I'm already trying to sacrifice a whole lot of creatures anyway, so it definitely works there, although it's not the best with token builds, so it really has a niche spot in the Golgari colors, so it's definitely something to look out for if you're looking to run this card. Let me know what you think about this card. Definitely check out my Twitter, and don't forget to follow me at @MTGInQuarantine for more updates and more awesome content. And also check out my YouTube channel when you get the chance. I hopefully will be getting some new content up there soon, and you can definitely be the first one to look at that by liking, sharing, and subscribing to my YouTube channel, also at MTG in Quarantine. That about wraps this up. Thanks for hanging out with me today. This has been the MTG in Quarantine podcast with your host, MJ. Have a good one.